Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And guess what? It is Oracle Friday! Yes, yes, yes. And we're plumbing around here in the kitchen trying to get some coffee and wake us up this morning, getting ready for you guys this morning. I know that I've got Susie in the house. I tried to find out these other people that are on hold, but they got their music blaring and they're sleeping. If you want a reading with Dr. Reggie, you got to talk to me in the morning. Press call 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad so that I know that you have a question. And when I beep in on you to say, what's your name and do you have a question, give me that information so that we can line you up for your session with Dr. Reggie. Hey, Dr. Reggie, good morning.
Morning, Sin. How are you?
I'm wonderful. As soon as I say good morning on the Circles of Prosperity, I mean, the energy starts flowing and I'm awake. So,
okay.
Plus, you blessed me with a wonderful cup of coffee.
Okay.
Mm. So, how did your week go this week?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I never know in the radio zone who we're talking to. The week went pretty good. It went very fast. I can't believe how fast it went.
Wow.
Scary how fast it is. And other than that, it's very, very good. This morning when Friday came, it seems like it's really chilly. It seems kind of weird, you know. But other than that, I feel good.
You know what's so strange? Yesterday, you had a block on Friday because everything you did was like, okay, tomorrow's Saturday.
I know. I kept thinking of Saturday, today.
That's how fast the week was.
It really is. It's really crazy. I can't believe it.
I know. Hey, we went to see Skyfall the other day, the new James Bond movie.
That was very good.
It was very, I don't know what it is. I love this new James Bond, the guy that's playing him. I can't remember his name, but I really like him. You know, and I grew up with Sean Connery as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something so debonair about James Bond, you know, and he put on his tuxedo and glide through, and he just got all the women. And so he was just a dreamy James Bond. But this James Bond, he has an interesting sex appeal. I've been trying to figure out what it is about him. But I really think it's his intensity. He has an intensity about him, and he is so physical. You know, I love when he runs. And when he puts on a tuxedo, he can kind of pull it off, and he looks kind of short, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But
he's very good, though. He's a very good actor.
He is. And what I love about the James Bond franchise is how they continually keep it current. So they're getting rid of the older people, and they validated him as being virile despite his age. But they brought in all of these younger people, and they're transitioning more into the technology, the cyber technology and everything. So there are going to be some great things coming out of that. Well, let's see what's cooking here in our land. Hold on one second.
Morning prayer?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I will start with the morning prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you for the energy of intuition. Bless us with a blanket of insight and power to be self-empowered and engineered in your sight. Let me be the oracle for you this morning. Let me touch everybody who listens, everybody who has a problem or a question. Let that energy be solved because they create their reality. Let me be a guidepost on this long, wonderful journey to help them along the way. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. I'm sorry, Dr. Reggie. I was running my mouth so much I forgot important stuff. Okay. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Cynthia,
Susie.
And Dr. Reggie. You sounded fabulous this morning.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
Yes, and you know, I really want to tell you that when we invoked Archangel Raphael in for me on Tuesday night for some healing, I have to tell you, truthfully and honestly, I have a wonderful, wonderful report to tell you that
I have been
feeling a lot better.
I am so happy for that. And
wow.
I see you completely healed. I see you, your whole body, as God made it, I see it completely healed. And I want you to receive that meditative prayer and know that it's going to work for you. Because healing is a powerful thing. A lot of times we let ourselves go. You know,
yes.
Even as strong as I am in my faith, sometimes it can be challenged with a lot of things. So you just keep going and keep affirming and decreeing and believing.
That's right.
In spite of everything else.
That's right.
Wow.
No, I just wanted to see what messages that the angels would maybe have for me today.
Well, one thing I'm feeling right now in my spirit is that it deals with the energy of helpful powers to come to you to help you. There's something about a child or children, about a desire that's already there. The child is already there. The person may be even grown. But I feel that this is something very powerful and very committed to yourself. And there is no competition, and don't worry about it. And to stay with the power of courage, because you're driving this chariot on this road. You have to make the decision. And it's a very powerful moment right now with you. And that love is on the way. Don't dismiss it. Stay with it. Hold on to it. Hold him tight. Look in his eyes and know that love is for you, and you are made for love, and nothing can stop that or be in between it. It's right now, it's powerful. So act from strength and call upon the powers above you and the powers below you and the powers within you to help you maintain a balanced mindset and a great power to decide. And you are persistent, and you are steadfast in your purpose, and you are in control. So it is, and so it shall be.
Dr. Reggie, this child, is this a child coming through for in my relationship?
That's what it feels like. Somebody who's probably already grown or somebody already there, and it's coming through very powerfully.
I hope I really can. I would love to be an influence. And
That's what I mean. That's a good
part
thing.
Of this person's life. Yes, I absolutely would love to be if they receive me well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It says three children in this relationship. Two are grown, one is young.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I'd like
well, you're going to be the intercessory, so it's going to be good.
Wonderful. Oh, that's going to be beautiful. I just love that.
That's right.
You know, and it's a girl because girls are challenging, I will tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Very challenging.
Oh, my goodness. But
wow.
You know what?
But that's
you're
okay.
Already
I
up,
can do it.
You're up to the challenge. You're up to it. So the whole
yes,
thing
you know,
is, it's a family, no matter what kind of family it is, whether it seems to be displaced or not. You know,
and with the right partner,
changes.
You know,
huh?
with the right partner, with a child, it's just going to be like all the difference in the world.
That's true,
so,
because you know what?
Yes.
Peace is around you, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I
and you
love
enjoy
that.
Seeing each other, enjoy being together. That's the most important thing.
I love
it really
that.
Is.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome.
Sweetheart.
So I can't wait to see you again. And,
okay,
you
next Tuesday.
Again. Next Tuesday, I just
that's
absolutely
right.
love it.
Okay.
Honestly, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie, I leave there, and I feel so wonderful.
Oh, bless
and,
your heart.
And the woman that joined us last week, she
Maisha.
Is, yes, I just love her.
Isn't she
I
great?
Know.
She's a wonderful
awesome.
Spirit.
Yes,
it
and
is.
She is going she's going to be taking off on her own.
I know.
Very successful journey.
I know. I see it. It's true.
Yeah. I'm believing it for her, too.
And, you know,
okay,
she's really
well,
pretty.
I
she's got
you.
Her own natural skin product, and that's a wonderful thing that she's
launching
that.
I know. I noticed
that.
Her skin. Yes, her. I tell you, her skin, her, if she's using it on her face, and her skin is beautiful.
It is. It really is.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Not a blemish on her.
I know. It's amazing,
know.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God. It was just radiant. Just radiant.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I'm telling her, hurry up and put that on the market. Cause
I know.
It was amazing.
I know. We need to soak that in.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you will have a blessed weekend, and I will see you on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds
thank
great,
thank you so
Susie.
Much for being there.
Oh, thank
love
you, sweetheart.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, precious. So, see, listen, Susie's talking about Tuesday. What happens on Tuesday is that if you live in the Atlanta area, we have a Tuesday meditation. And
it's a lot of fun, too. It really is.
It is a lot of fun. You know, you kind of think about meditation as sitting and being still and being quiet, but Dr. Reggie makes it so much fun. He does a lot of guided meditations with us. We also do chants. And he has these games, oracle games that he plays. But I'm going to tell you the thing that's so important about it and what I've learned over the years. Dr. Reggie has a unique way of letting you understand that God is always with you and that God will always answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about his games, because his oracle games, and he has different games that he will play. And you will ask a question and maybe pull an answer from a book, or he has these slips of paper with messages written on them. And it's just amazing how you can turn to a page and it will answer your question, which is your prayer, right?
Mm-hmm. Or it's called bibliomancy. That's
yeah.
understanding through words. And then psychometry is the energy of touching objects and trusting your own intuition. It's very powerful.
It is. So I really like to refer to these meditation classes really as spiritual development classes. I mean, it's just amazing. Anyway, feel free to join us any Tuesday night. We start at 7 o'clock, and we meet at the Bunton Road
Community Center.
Community Center. There's a park in there, too, somewhere.
Bunton Road Park Community Center.
Yeah,
it's 3180 Bunton Road in Duluth.
In Duluth, yes. Or you can call us on our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129. And we'll give you the information and so that you can get out there. It's a little creepy now because it's dark out there now. So you would definitely want to have your GPS so that you can find your way there. All righty. So let's go to our next caller, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Good morning. I don't have your name, but who are you? 0268. Hello. Area code 917.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I've been trying to reach out to you. What's going on?
Oh, good morning. I'm getting ready for the children because I've been missing you. I thought you guys were on like at 8, so I've been missing, so I had to call while I'm getting ready for work.
Oh, bless your heart. What's your name?
Tina.
Tina. Tina, have you called before, Tina?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. I thought I recognized your voice. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yes, I would like to know, what do you get for my children, Najim and Bakia?
What do I see for them?
I'm sorry?
I couldn't hear the question.
I would like to know what energy do you get from my children?
Oh, the energy. Okay, one is a daughter and one is a son, right?
Yeah, my daughter's name is Bakia and my son is Nigel.
Nigel, the first thing I feel, is he younger?
Yes, he is.
Is he younger or older?
He's younger.
I thought so. The energy I feel with him right now is kind of restless. He's very inquisitive and doing a lot of things too. It may be a little challenging right now, but he's a very good kid. I do see that.
Is.
He's very good and very staid. The thing that blows me away, I feel the energy, he talks with his eyes. His eyes are very expressive. That's what I'm feeling.
We call him money eyes.
Really? Yeah, he's got green eyes?
No, he has. His father has green eyes. I said, we call him money eyes because he can count. He can see how much you have with his eyes.
Yeah, he's pretty wild. The eyes are something else. They feel like they're very powerful and very intense. Now, the girl is a very, very sophisticated person. She's got a lot of manners, but she can be a wild child sometimes. But she's very mannerly, very orderly in what she does. She's very blessed, too. She's very intuitive like me.
Oh, really?
She is. She's very intuitive. And the thing is, don't tell her that she's crazy. Let her know that she's very blessed. And God is giving her, granted her with a gift, and to use that gift to help herself in school, because she gets bored with school, and she wants to, you know, she wants to elevate herself. Tell her, don't be bored because the other kids are not ready, like she is, but she's got to learn to be patient. That's one thing she has to learn, to be patient.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but they're both good kids, and they'll do great in life. They'll do very, very well.
You see what they're going to do when they get older?
I see one thing about the boy, there's something about engineering and architecture, putting things together in order. He's good with that. Her is more health-oriented. When you're hit sick and not feeling well, she comes and greets you and helps you to get healed. She has a healing touch.
Oh, she has a healing touch. That's true. She does want to be a doctor. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And she will be.
Oh, thank you.
And she'll be a surgeon, so she's really deep into everything, feeling how physiology works and anatomy. She's a very good kid.
Yes, she is. Thank
you. All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. All right, take care, Tina. Be good.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, you're already...
Since I'm done with Tina.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take you to your next caller, Dr. Renji. This is
all righty.
This is Sheena from Florida calling.
Sheena, queen of the jungle.
Hello. Hello this morning. Thank you.
Hi, Sheena. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. And what was your question for me this morning?
My question is about a young man that I have been having feelings for quite some time. And he's been contacting me lately to see how I've been doing and to reconnect with me. And so I wanted to know what you see with this whole
young man. What's his first name? I deal with the energy of names makes me good. I can feel good with names. Just his first
name.
Kevin? Wow. I feel that I'm looking at the energy with Kevin, and it's all about reconnecting in a good, positive way. But the thing is, one time before, Kevin was in your life, out of your life, in your life, out of, back and forth like a yo-yo, and he got to be kind of crazy. But now he knows who you are as a good person. And so you're calling on love, and love comes to you, guided with the light of your flames of energy. And he wants to, believe me, I see you and Kevin nude together. I keep seeing great things happening, too. There may be a real intense romance, more than just passion, but it's a real good romance. And you give love and you receive love, and your love is passionate. So it's going to be intense,
is
and
it,
it's going to be wonderful.
Is it something that's permanent? You see, like
I think it is. That depends on you and him, because I don't want anything to upset you or get you argumentative with this person, but I do see him looking at you very intently. It's a very strong thing. But one thing I want to make sure of, and I don't know why I'm feeling it, whatever he had with him as a past relationship, he's got to let go of in his mind and his heart in order to have his heart open and receptive to you. Make sure that's done. To release all that past infatuation and influence. We don't want that to be in this relationship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we got to get all that other stuff and say, you know what, make sure you're over her so we can be together, you know?
Right.
Now, are there any kids around him with Kevin? Does he have a baby somewhere?
A son that I know of.
Just one?
Or
none
that
you know of? You said
the
none.
One that I know of.
Oh, one. Okay. All right, one. Okay. That's what I'm feeling that energy very strongly, too. Yeah. I feel that
and
one.
I also have a daughter, same age.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
That's okay. But these are young babies, and you got to influence them in the right way to make sure that relationship is very bonded and very close.
Yeah, I was worried about her getting used to someone else being around besides her father.
Right, but the thing is, if he's going to be around, that's the key word, to make sure that you love this person as much as they love you, not just a fling. It's got to be a permanent thing, so this baby can be attached to one person being the dad, even though the real dad may not be around and may be back and forth. Well, with Kevin coming in, you want to make sure he's one person that's going to be there, and you guys have to nurture that relationship and make it strong, or don't get involved in the first place. Anybody can make a booty call.
Right.
Everybody can't stay in love and be in love and really mean it. So get that established first. Learning who Kevin is in your heart and see where he's coming from. Notice everything. The eye contact, the physical body language, everything. And see how close that is.
Okay.
And be with him and give him love too. But give him a chance. Give him a chance to love you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the first time I was resistant the first time. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready, I guess.
Right. But you think you are now?
Slowly, yes.
Okay, so you're giving love to Kevin and you receive love from Kevin. And he's drawn to you for that reason. And so you know it's going to be an intense thing. It's going to be long and it's going to be lasting.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. I can't hear her.
Hello?
Oh, Charm. Hey.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. Good. Hi, Cynthia. I don't want to ask you about the question. I don't know.
You don't want to ask about the next question? Why
not? I don't
want
to ask like a direct question. Because I've been faced with so many challenges, I just want to hear anything positive you see or whatever you pick up.
Right. For one thing, I do see things happening in a good way. With children, you are magnificent. That's one thing. Number two, with your business, you've got to stay in alignment no matter how it happens. Success belongs to Charm, and you draw strength and you draw power, and you are the one who makes it happen with your field of energy and your business. That's why you were chosen to do and grow and to thrive in your business. There's a need for it. So that means that money comes in, money flows through your hands and with greater amounts, better than the past, and that the forces are behind you, and you're on a roll, and you're in control of it. That's the first thing. The next thing, these men that pop in and out, in and out, in and out, it's different from them popping in and out as wanting to be with you, but they have to really mean it. If they try to control or try to be like showboats, that's not the answer. That's just a wrong spell or something. It's not right. So you have to realize that even in your love life, these people that pop in and out, you know, let them, that's the other thing I'm feeling. That has to be in control too, because only you are in control of your emotions. And so you want to call on the cosmic forces and the power which burns within you, and you release everything, all guilt, all those troubles, all those old concerns, all that pain, all that anguish, you're releasing that stuff because Charm is here. And that name has so much power and balance. Charm is something that's very unique and magical. So you have to dance and play in the light of the sun, a free and joyous spirit, and know that God is protecting you and that charm will follow you to the end of your days. And so it is.
So it is.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you guys.
All right.
We love you too. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we are challenged, it's just hard for us to dig down deep and know that God loves us. We just focus on the challenge, focus on the challenge. And so I'm really glad that you are uplifting her and reminding her and bringing her back into, you know, the realization of her divine essence.
Yes. And it's sometimes it takes a little bit of strength to do it. And it's not always easy. You can't make everything chocolate-coated sugar candy cane in Candyland on the yellow brick road. Sometimes it's a hard road as it is. And say, you know what, I'm going to face this and put on my... I can't call her cowboy pants, but put on her boots and start walking. And she's going to do the right thing. It's going to be great for her, you know, because she's a strong lady. Mm-hmm. And knowing that she has God with her at her side. And she knows these principles. She's been in meditation classes before.
Mm-hmm.
And with
yes.
her mother, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that she's that person that's on the road to happiness.
Yes.
Even when I draw tarot cards, I keep seeing her. Like seeing the emperor with her and the empress, that's a very powerful statement going forth, you know?
Right.
It symbolizes her desire to work within her field, and that as the emperor, it represents the company or something she works for, an institution, and right now, but it's going to be breaking from that to do her own thing. She's a very smart lady, and she deserves the best.
Mm.
And she wants to bring beauty into the world, so that's a good thing.
That's awesome. And you know what? One of the things that... I know from just living so long is, and we can't see it at the time that we're going through the challenges, especially if you're in business. Those challenges are, you're getting your MBA. Every challenge is adding to your knowledge of how to handle problems that are going to come up in the future. So one of the things to do is to look at those challenges and say, oh, okay, this is my class in whatever the challenge is. This is my class in accounting when the money's running low. What do I need to do? What knowledge do I need to have? So that when those things come up again, you're not afraid of them. You can just you approach them and you manage them well. There's nothing in the universe is so efficient. There is no experience that is ever wasted. Every experience is for our benefit, good and bad. There is no good or bad. If everything is for your benefit, everything is good. It's all good. That's what we say, right? It's all good. It's all good. All right, Dr. Reggie, let's go to our next caller. Good morning, Cody. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Oh, sir, how you doing, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
And how about you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there.
I saw a picture of a cat one time on barbells, and he said, hang in there, baby. And the cat was on barbells trying to hang on for his life. It was funny to me watching it.
Well, the same analogy could have been applied to me this morning.
But you know what? You are a very powerful person, and right now I feel the energy that you're calling forth this energy and drawing on it. When you go out, sometimes it's good to network with people and go out. I'm going to have a social drink and be interesting and see what's going on in the energy. But don't stay at the fair too long on the Ferris wheel. Sometimes you have to get off and go back into the energy, the grind, what they call it, the grind. And fortune will smile on you. It does anyway. It's going to. But right now with money, that may be in and out of your life right now, but that's just a temporary phase. And, you know, money is something crazy sometimes. You know, it's very magical. But when you call for money, money will come to you. The channels of money and abundance are open to you right now. And money will come from many sources. It's good for you. So never claim, oh, I don't have any money. It's not. Money is represented as energy. It's a symbol of wealth. And your money increases, and you have to thank the living universe for the good it sends to you all the time. even when it seems like it's not there, it's there waiting for you to call it forth and to invoke it. And that's a very hard thing for a lot of people to do, even for me at times. When money gets crazy and low and the bill's going to be due, it's like, you know, it's crazy. But you know what? That's when you call upon fundamental justice in the universe, which pervades all things, and call upon the forces of the universe, which do decree and enforce this justice. It's going to work for you. Your house, mortgage stuff, your money, your whole life is vibrating at a certain frequency and level. And stay in that frequency and stay in that energy signature, because that energy is called God.
Yes.
It works for you, even in your love life. When it comes and goes and comes and goes, you're like, what's going on? Why are these people coming and going? Why is this money coming and going? Why is the house not coming and going? It's crazy, but it's really your frequency and what you're sending out. Stay in the positive realm of an energetic signature of the Christ consciousness. When you do, it gets better. Sometimes it gets rough. It's a challenge, but you can always meet the challenge with that good energy you have. You can always meet the challenge. And remember, in the universe, every positive thought neutralizes and or destroys every negative one.
Okay.
So let's go through it.
Okay. I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm having difficulties with the insurance company, and I see them, they're trying to get rid of me or make me quit. But I'm going to take them to court. And can you see how I make up? Because
the first thing, what is your intention? You say they're trying to get rid of you. What do you mean?
Well,
are they trying to get out of a lawsuit?
No, I want to take them. No, they're trying to get. See, my business has gone down tremendously.
Before
they changed the percentage from 10% per bail to 1%, and that does if that just eliminates me. I cannot take 1%.
Right. You
know? But they still charge me the same premiums as they did when I was taking 10%.
Wow. So what you want to do is, no matter what they're trying to do, don't see it as a major brick or major struggle. You are going to say, I summon energy and will, for great is the power within me, like Jesus said. My life force is strong, it flows strong, and quickens every cell in my body and every atom of my being. I am energized and I am refreshed. My business is doing well and my mind is calm. I'm not going to attack them. They're the enemy. They're evil. No, no. Whatever they are, they just are. But I see clearly and deeply,
right,
and ideas flow easily through me for my business. And my will is all-powerful. My body and my mind and my spirit work together to help me accomplish what I will. I immerse myself in my work, and I accomplish my goals, and I am free, and that company is free, and I come out a winner. I believe it is so, and so it is. And keep it in your mind. And I know I blessed you with that prophecy, and it will be true.
Okay.
Right now it's true.
Thank you.
Forget about the 1%. See yourself doing way beyond what your expectations are.
Okay.
And it will be.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Reddy.
Absolutely.
Thank
God will bless you, and I bless you too.
Thank you. Peace and love and blessings to both of you.
Thank you so much, Cody.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Wow, Dr. Reggie, I got chills with that prayer. It just gave me chill bumps.
Amen.
That's
called confirmation.
I know.
Because your will is very strong. You're born with a very strong will. In spite of these indomitable odds that we go through, we can succeed with that because you are God working as a body in this life, in action. We forget sometimes who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to forget with all these crazy things happening in the outside world. We have to go within and declare and strengthen yourself with your mind and your thoughts, your magic wand.
It's so true. We do have a magic mind.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts and our words.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I'm just so touched. What I love about your sessions with people is that you do gently remind them of their divine essence, that they are empowered by their words and their thoughts. They are empowered.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we are uniquely designed. So there's nothing that we cannot overcome. We can walk on water, can't we?
You know, it's true. When you walk on water, they don't mean like literally going to the ocean. They mean walking above the fray, walking above the problem, above the stuff that you're going through, and you can start seeing above it. And when you see what's going on, beneath is the agitation. And the agitation we get caught up in. But you know what the agitation really is? It's your angels moving all the junk out of the way. We get caught in the middle of it saying, oh, my God, woe is me. But really, the angels are brushing all the negative stuff out of the way. And we get caught up in that as opposed to seeing the blessing at the end of the tunnel. So we have to go through something to get to something.
Yes. We pay attention to the turmoil.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. All right, so let's go to our next caller. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Kayla from New York. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Dr. Reggie.
Actually, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what vibrations are you picking up regarding Sean and I?
Well, good things. Well, Sean's energy is very, very strong. But he's a wanderer, if that makes any sense to you. I don't know what it means to me either, but he's like a wanderer. And he's got to get himself back into being stable. I keep feeling distance between him, like he may be in the same city, but he feel like he's not close, but close. You know, it's kind of weird. And he wants to make total commitment to what he's doing. But there's a lot of things with entrepreneurship, with him trying to get things launched and doing stuff, or trading, or business. He's very business-minded, business-oriented. But sometimes it gets crazy for him when it doesn't work. And he'll stop blaming other people. I don't want that to happen at all with you. But Sean's energy with you is very, very gentle and very loving. But he gets fire in his belt sometimes and gets angry. But don't let that disturb you. Don't. Because you know what? You're protecting your boundaries and the power around you and in you. And your family's protected and your home is protected. Knowing that you are protected even. Everything is working for you in your highest good. But make sure what Sean is coming from. You can't control him, but you can control the way you perceive him and control what happens to you and how you see him. Look at him with different eyes. Don't try to make him something that he's not, but accept him where he is and allow him to be who he is and then try to work around that.
Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still learning, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We all are. In this life, it's a learning process. It never stops. Like doctors, when they go to school, they think they know it, and there's something else that shows up, something else that shows up. We're always learning, because if we stop learning, we fail to grow. So I'm glad you're learning him. And that's the key word you said, the magic word, Kayla. When you learn another person, you understand what makes them tick. His personality, what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he sees about me, what he doesn't like about me, how he reacts to certain environmental things outside of me. Because you know what you're learning? You're learning another person's personality. That takes a lifetime. So that when something does happen, you'll say, no, that's not like Sean at all. That's not his personality. You learned him so well that you know the things that he won't do. You're unlocking the doors and entering the temple as you go within and learning something new about yourself and about him. God will open your eyes to the secret knowledge, and you'll hear with other ears, and you'll sense with other senses. You are learning him, and he's intertwining with you.
Are you saying that he's my soulmate?
I'm saying that a soulmate is a person that's in your life that God places before you in the road, but it's up to you to say all is made clear. All the hidden knowledge and the truth I see in this person, A soulmate is a very powerful thing. Your soulmate could be not just a human. Your soulmate could be an animal. It could be a horse, a dog, anything. But your twin flame is this person that burns with the same desire as you, born into this life through his own mother vehicle to reconnect with you in this lifetime, has been with you in other lifetimes. If you feel each other's senses that way and you're connecting with him that way, that is your twin flame in this life. How do you feel about Sean?
I care about him a lot. Like, I, to the point where I'm a little nervous because I'm like, I think I love him, but I'm like, is it too soon? That I'm like, I don't know how he feels. I mean, I know he cares about me, but at the same time.
Well, that takes time and development. You
exactly.
just can't jump into it like on TV. 5 minutes later, they're married, walking down the aisle. She's pregnant. No, here's the baby coming.
Hey.
That's Hollywood. No, what you want to do is see yourself developing a long-term relationship and get to know him. Get to know him and be open and receptive to a higher level of consciousness. And the Spirit of God will guide you and be for you. And learn to be open and receptive. And your psychic centers that you were born with as a baby are going to be more quickened, and you're going to be more open to impressions and intuitions. So spend time in the well-being, and I mean being with a capital B, of who you are and with him. And be open and free. Don't be restricted and scared or nervous. Just be who you are.
I wanted to know, really, is he monogamous? That's what I want to know.
Okay. For right now, I feel that he is. But I feel that most of these guys have these relationships and they used to hurt them. And they think that everybody's bad, but everybody's not bad. You have to get a chance to discover that within yourself. And you call on that power within you to look upon him and draw the strength. I feel right now, with the charisma he has and the knowledge, and you have to be self-confident in yourself, so that nobody is invulnerable right now. But emotionally, you control your emotions. Emotions are energy in motion from the soul. Only you control yours, and he controls his. Try to see where he's coming from and get to know him before we determine, oh, he may be married with 10 kids somewhere in a house. I don't know what's going on. The other family in Long Island, blah, blah. None of that's true. We're making those things up. There's a Hollywood soap opera again. Don't see this person himself, who he is, and say, you know, I can deal with this. I can visualize me and Sean being together. I got to get to know him. When he approaches me, I'm looking at him with a great smile. It may be a challenge, but I'm looking at everything. I'm here and ready to meet the challenge. I know it's true. I can do it. And I'm going to hold my own. And I use this power to make myself invulnerable at this time. So, yes, I see a good thing with him and yourself. We want to get the storybook Cinderella soulmate person instantly while turning the page. No, it takes time. So let that happen first. And at midnight, you will not turn back into a pumpkin and the coach will not disappear. It's all going to be fine for you. It is. Let him be who he is. He can be your Prince Charming. But see that in him. See yourself coming to him with a wonderful energy. And it's going to be great. It's going to help you to stop any quarrels or disputes or anything in your mind. It won't be there. You're protected by the sword of Michael, the angel. It's going to be fine. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Rezzi. Thank you to the two
of you. You're so welcome, sweetheart.
You certainly brightened up my energy, honestly.
Good. Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Kayla.
Thank you, too.
I love these first loves, new loves. You know, ooh, does he like me? I wonder if he likes me. I like him. It just, I get so tickled. Hey, Reggie, you remember when, I remember the first time you held my hand.
I do too.
And it was like, oh my God, he likes me just because you grabbed my hand. But it was so much that went at, all the feelings that went through that, just holding hands.
I remember. Believe it or not, I remember. I felt it too. Believe me, I did. Because I remember there was a carnival that day.
Yeah, you remember.
I do remember. We got on this crazy ride, and this girl is singing. What's her name? Somebody in the Cult Jam Band. What's that song? I can't remember. Lisa. And the Cult Jam Band was playing, and they played them in the park. And I got on this ride with you, and I was singing it to you, and we were laughing, and you're having a great time. I remember that day.
I know. It was an awesome day. That was an awesome day. You know, just new love and exciting. So what I want to say to Kayla is, first of all, enjoy those early moments because those are the ones that you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, what, 24 years later.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and give it time. I mean, Dr. Reggie and I, and you cannot, we spent a lot of time meditating and studying, spiritual things together. And I value that time. We really developed a wonderful friendship. We weren't in
mm-hmm.
a hurry to jump in bed or anything like that. And you can see we were like little kids at a carnival those first early days. And what, over the years, what I've learned is that we cannot separate our spiritual being, that part that's in us, that divine part, from our world, our relationship. The Bible tells us that we should be in this world, but we're not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we disconnect the relationship from our God self, you know, that divine energy. It is really all one. And you will get warning if you look back over your old relationships, Kayla, that did not work out. There was a feeling in the pit of your stomach, this is not right. This isn't right. Later on, maybe they may say something to you and it strikes something in you and you go, uh-oh. I always call it my uh-oh feeling. Whenever I ignored my uh-oh feeling, I got myself in big trouble in relationships. So to all you women out there, know that you have an instinct inside of you, an intuition that God has planted in you to warn you when this is a good relationship or a bad relationship. And even if you jump into something that doesn't work out, it serves a purpose because you definitely know you don't want to do that again. And so you look out for it. So Dr. Reggie gave great advice here. Take your time, learn the other person. And it doesn't happen the way it does on television. And you, Dr. Reggie, you had them getting married, but forget that. They jump in bed. They meet each other, have a kiss and a drink and go to bed. So that sex is not a relationship. Sex is not a relationship. Sex is sex. That's it. All righty. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning, 818.
Good morning, Diane from L.A. Nice to talk to you guys. And I love the energy. Of course everyone loves you because all you do is come from a place of love.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So I have a quick question, and it's similar to what you were just talking about this last split second. You know, I have a dog, and we go to the dog park twice a day because it's in our neighborhood. And I talk to a lot of people. There's this one gentleman who I'm very spiritual, and I always try to come from a place of love and always be positive. And that's just Susie Sunshine is who I feel I am. But I really do because that's what I get back. So this one gentleman is very negative, and his dog has cancer, and he's married. But yet, every time I talk to him, he kind of listens to me and hears me. I'm wondering if you think he thinks I'm too far out there.
You know what I think? I think that he has to learn to come back to earth himself. You know, cancer is a result. It's a powerful thing with a lot of people, but cancer is a result, metaphysically, of people who are angry and resentful of life itself. And they feel that they're not being nurtured. That's causing breast cancer because the breasts represent nurturing. Or it feels like, oh, I'm just so pissed off. It causes scrotal cancer and penis cancer and all kinds of stuff because you're so pissed off. Everything the body goes through took place first in the mind.
So did the dog
The dog has cancer. The dog is picking up psychically from him his anger, his frustration.
I told,
Dr. Reggie, do you know, because I've talked to him since for 6 months we talked. Never, never outside. And I know he's very flirtatious. But yet, can I be honest with you? That's where I think he thinks I'm in left field. I said, you know, dogs are born to heal, and dogs are not made to be sick unless they're in an environment that they are saving you. And I,
right.
And he tells me all these issues. I said, he took the hit for you. Now, whether he believes me or not, now I want to know if he thinks I'm a kook.
No, he doesn't. You know what?
Think like me.
You gave him a very powerful seed to plant in his mind. And now he's more, when he gets a chance by himself, he gets to be more relaxed and at peace with himself. And now here's the tough part, to forgive all errors and to release guilt and sorrow and flow, let them flow away from him. That's the power. If he can do that, he can carry them away like leaves on a stream and learn to be secure and to be nourished by the living universe, by God itself, and give himself over to the higher powers and to suspend all of his cares outside of time and outside of space. All experience is unfolding as it should. If he doesn't see that, he's going to continue in this thing inside of him. And it gets to be really ugly. So everything will have to fall in order. And you have to forgive him and say, and this is how you heal him. Send him light around himself. See him engulfed in the framework of a beautiful energy of light that God made him that way.
Exactly.
And see that dog healed.
You,
everything about that dog is healed.
Is there a chance that dog could live? He's already 9.5 years old.
You know what? Dog spelled backwards is God. God made that dog to be loving and to be nurturing and to be supportive and healing and of service to this guy. If he doesn't treat that dog with that same love and respect, then the energy dies. So we see him being healed. We see that dog coming back and being resurrected in his body and being energetic and flowing with life, with the life force in his body, and being reanimated where the doctors can't even figure it out. The vets go, oh, my God, what happened? There's a remission, like people get remissions. This is going to be permanent with this dog. This is a beautiful animal and who's guiltless. Dogs love you unconditionally. No matter what you do, they love you in spite of yourself.
I talk like you. I know. I don't know how I know this, but I believe everything you're saying.
Yes.
And I do repeat this. So the bottom line is it time for this? Because you know what? I am attracted to this guy. And I
yes.
And yet he hasn't really made a move. He's very sophisticated. I don't think he treats me with a lot of respect. But yet, is it time for me to move on? Because I think I'm getting it. I'm liking this guy. So out of sight, out of mind, I'm thinking would be better. I mean,
you know what? There's a reason people are attracted to each other. The card I pulled for you is the High Priestess. It's a person who is trying to get in touch with herself in terms of the ideal woman, the dream woman, an individual who holds a severe, powerful, secret, psychic, wise vision. The person who's a shaman, deep down inside, knows things, almost to a point I could be a scientist, a teacher, a wise teacher, a wisdom healer, whatever I am. But you were chosen as a significator for this person right now to teach him a lesson about himself. He can overcome the energy of the world, overcome sickness, overcome all these challenges, and be more relaxed. Chill out is what you're telling him. Chill out. It's okay to be sophisticated. But to be sophisticated and a prude, it's like, flush that.
You're cute. That's adorable. Uh-huh. I love that one.
And learn to love him and say, you know what? I have to respect you inside of yourself. And show that every time you see the dog, put your hand out under near his mouth and let him say, oh, hi, baby. How are you today? Oh, you look so pretty. Dogs understand, believe me. Animals respond to love no matter what.
Oh, the second this dog sees me and my dog coming, he starts wagging his tail. He gets so
yes.
excited. And otherwise, he's a little bit mopey.
Because he knows you have beautiful energy and a great personality. And that's why you're there. Bring a smile to his life to heal him.
I love that story. So now I'm there. Okay, so we'll just see what the future brings. If that dog is strong enough to survive, so be it.
I believe it, too, and you're going to believe it, too, because, you know, your power of belief is very strong. I've seen dogs get healed. In fact, in the Bible, they show how dogs licked the wounds of a person, and they were healed instantly. So we know that dogs are meant to heal, like you said, and they are. But this man has some anger issues that he has to get over. I feel there was someone in his life, it didn't work out well, the marriage or whatever it was did not work out well. There's an energy with his mom that's not healed, or his dad. Somebody's missing.
Yes, his dad. It is with his dad. He had a terrible upbringing. His dad is deceased. But, yeah.
Yes, that's the anger. I know the parent. I know which one. It all comes to that. When there's not healing from that issue as a grown-up, it's always apparent that there's a resentment issue following, either abandonment or anger that's unresolved. And that's where cancer comes from. And hope he's not next. So just keep him in prayer and see him as a good person. And that attraction to you and him is for you to heal in his life, to be a healing and a blessing to him.
But not right. But there's no romance, correct? I mean,
even if there is, it will result from the fact that you came healing in his life and brought love.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye, Dr.
Okay.
Ray.
All right, Diane.
Take care.
Reggie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I just love these stories. You know, it's interesting to see the dog. Here's a dog that has developed the cancer, which I think the dog took on the anger of the owner.
Yes.
And is really protecting the owner from kind of getting sick. I mean,
well,
because,
he is. That's what dogs do. That's what they do.
Isn't that something?
It's a lot of love. I'm telling you, they love unconditionally, and it's amazing to me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, to take on that pain and to still love him. You know, that's what I loved about our last book study, which was in Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power, because Gary Zukav was talking about when we have the difference between being a friend and being a spiritual partner, that a spiritual partner has the courage to help the other person look at those frightened parts of their personality, those things that are causing the anger, the resentment, and they gently guide them to moving into a place of forgiveness. And what a blessing that is to have that type of friend, a spiritual partner, as opposed to just a friend. A friend will just go, oh, yeah, I know, I understand. You know, they kind of agree with everything that you say, but a spiritual partner gently gives you the courage to face what it is that's bothering you in your life and hindering you from moving into total, complete love. And that's really who we are. We're just big bundles of love. But we let life issues kind of choke that in us. So that was wonderful. I love it. We can learn so much from these readings with others. So remember that all of our programs are recorded and archived. If Dr. Reggie gave you a word today, go back and listen to the archive. And, you know, if he gave you an affirmation to say, or if he did a prayer, go ahead and listen to that prayer and listen to it over and over, because it will be a blessing in your life. Honestly, it will. All righty, I'm going to go to our next caller, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Area code 401, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where's area code 401?
That's in Rhode Island.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow. Erica, are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called a few times.
Oh, okay. I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah. Do you mind if we continue the dog theme?
Okay, not a problem. No, not at all.
A couple years ago, my daughter wanted to get a dog, so we looked through the rescues online, and we attracted a dog that was 3 years old that came with really bad teeth and, you know, this bad odor.
Oh.
So metaphysically, since you were talking about that, I was wondering what that meant, like why we attracted this dog. I know I have always had, like growing up, a lot of cavities and stuff and teeth issues.
Yeah, well, teeth are very powerful energy, whether you dream about teeth or not. Sometimes people, the old people used to say, if you dream about your teeth falling out, oh, somebody's sick and they're about to cross over. You know, all kinds of things are happening. But you know what? With the energy of animals, that's the one thing about this dog. Is it a boy?
It's a boy.
Okay. The teeth with them, it's like they show their teeth when they're angry, you know. But they're having all kinds of teeth problems. We have to get them fixed in terms of the animal. Because the animals, I see, like Cynthia's brother has a dog, and it's a girl, and he brushes her teeth every day. I used to freak out. I said, oh, my God. And she just grabs her toothbrush, and she's ready for it. I said, oh, my God, this is just too much. But they need that attention, too. You know, teeth are very powerful with animals. They really are. And showing the teeth is something very powerful. You attracted this animal into your life, even though the animal had a smell. It's about a healing. It came from a place that wasn't fun. Where did this dog come from?
I don't think he was abused or anything. I think he came from a girl who had to give him up because she was moving to an apartment.
I didn't say he was abused. I said that wasn't fun.
Oh, okay. Well, she was, I guess, you know, a young, like 20-year-old.
And didn't know how to appreciate the energy of the animal, you know. And in a way, believe it or not, neglect is also abuse. You know that, right? Any kind of neglect is not good. So I feel that he's picking up this animal is very smart. This dog can see beyond these realms and picks up energy from other dimensions. Hello?
Yeah.
That's what this dog does. And if somebody's coming, he'll bark, and you won't say, well, what's going on? I don't see anything. I don't hear anything. Why are you barking? What's bothering you? He's protecting you against energy that you can't see.
Yeah, he is. He's a teeny tiny dog, but he's very protective. He can't stand anybody coming anywhere near me.
Right. There's a reason for that. He wants to make sure that anything that tries to come through, even if it's the smallest entity that we can't see, dogs will growl and bark and even have dreams. And they dream. And you think, what's wrong with you? They're having a nightmare or a dream, or talking in a dream. So they're calling upon all the good spirits in their own way. They're very special animals. They really are. And I tell people two things about dogs and cats. Dogs can see into the next realm. Cats walk into the next realm and come back. So it's always good to be helpful to know who they are and love them right where they are. And keep a prayer for that dog always. They understand what you're saying. They pick up the psychic commands. They don't know English or Spanish or Chinese or any other language, but because of the psychic commands, they know their name that you repeated so many times. Now that's a part of them. So psychically, they always pick up commands. So psychically, you deal with them and give them love. Always throw love in their direction. Always. And get special soaps and blends for them. Things they like to chew on to keep the teeth healthy. In terms of fragrance, a good energy natural soap for dogs. I forgot the name of it is, but it's a very wonderful fragrance. When you wash them, they smell so good, and they smell like heaven.
Oh. So I wonder, should I just get the teeth fixed? And
yeah, you should, because you know what? If it doesn't hurt, if he's not hurting, then that's one thing. But it's always good to get them fixed, because a cavity on a person, you know how painful that can be on a person. Imagine.
Right.
Dogs who have longer teeth, they have canine teeth to chew meat. That's what the teeth are for. That's why we don't have teeth like vampires, even though some people I know do. But you have these canines for a reason.
Okay. So why did I attract a dog with bad teeth?
You know what? For one, you attracted him because it's a lesson for him. Dogs are proud of their teeth. That's how they growl and tear up things and chew and they have fun. And even if the dog is older or not, it doesn't matter. The thing is, he's an animal that needs love, and you provide that love for him. And so you call upon the higher forces of nature and upon all the protective spirits and the forces of the earth and the waters and the air and everything to hear you now and to help you now and lead you in the power to protect this life form, this beautiful dog, which was so endangered or could be, and that these vast forces and the power and the energy which you call forth are going to grow and going to heal am going to help this baby, this animal, whatever his name is, and name him in the universe. Tell him, I want these animals or this animal, anybody I attract in my life as an animal form, a life form of nature, to be healed and to be ever more able to thrive in the world as it is now. I am the person who's the caregiver. I believe it is so, and so it is. Thank you, God, for healing this animal and protecting his teeth, his coat, his energy, and his body. And so it is.
I can do that. Thank you.
Yes, you can.
He'll be so happy, and we'll be so happy to have the odor gone.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, Erica, I have two questions, because Dr. Yep. Reggie brought up a couple of things. You know, one, he says that dogs see, or this particular dog has the ability to see in other dimensions and is very protective of you from other dimensions, things that are coming in, other energies coming in. So does this dog have a tendency to bark or something and there's nothing going on? You don't see anything?
He doesn't bark at things that I don't see. I have a 12-year-old boy, and he, like, when they come anywhere near the house, he actually goes after them and nips them, and it just keeps everything that I can see out of the yard. He's not barking at nothing. He's definitely barking at dogs, and he hates all dogs, all strangers.
That is his territory. You know, we had a beautiful dog, and Mookie. Once Mookie discovered being outside, we could not get him back in the house. We would bring him in the house when it would rain, and he would just sulk. But when he crossed over, we didn't realize how much he was protecting the house until he crossed over. Because the backyard, cats would come in the backyard, the birds would come in the backyard. We had all this stuff that happened after he crossed over because he stayed busy protecting that yard. And it really touches me how much that, you know, he had his territory and he was protecting us, really.
Yeah.
By protecting our yard. So you're so blessed. You are so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a different perspective because I tend to look at it like, oh, my God, why are you being so mean to everybody?
Yeah, no, he's loving you. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. And he probably wasn't socialized enough. You know, now, even though Mookie would protect that yard, they told us early on to have him around people a lot because chows can be very aggressive dogs. Mm-hmm. And we entertained a lot at home. Dr. Reggie did a lot of classes. It was nothing for us to have 20 to 80 people in our home. And he never once barked when those people were coming to our classes or coming to the house. But if someone came to the house with bad intention, like one of our neighbors, someone tried to break into the house, and someone was trying to break into our garage, he barked, and we knew something was wrong. So this dog probably came from an environment where he wasn't socialized enough, and he just doesn't understand. But wow, what a blessing that
yeah.
you. So what I see is that you attracted a dog that really wanted to be needed and loved, and that's what you're giving him.
Oh, good.
All right. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a blessing. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Take care.
You too.
Wow, we got first love, dog loves. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving today, Dr. Reggie.
Mm. It's a lot of fun. It's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. Area code 214. You're on the air. You have a question for Dr. Reggie. Hello.
Good morning, and Cynthia. This is Ronitha.
Hey, baby girl. How you doing?
Ronitha, how are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing great. Your voice sounds so good. How are you?
Thank
good?
You. I am fine. It's a pleasure to talk with you all this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Same here.
I have two questions. One is, what does the card say for Ronitha and Melvin?
Melvin. Okay, I'm looking at the energy. Number one, Melvin is a good person. I like the energy of him. He's attracted to you. He's got his own spiritual way, though. You know, his own spiritual values. He has them, but they're kind of buried deep, you know what I mean, in embedded theology, the way he grew up. Yours is more free. His is not. His is the more strict, but he doesn't practice what he preaches, you know what I mean, all the time. But Melvin is a good spirit. I see good energy with him. I feel there's something drawing him to you and drawing you to him. One thing that's really certain, though, he's worried about the energy of money. Because, you know, money comes and goes and all that. And business. Is he trying to start his own business?
He's in the process of building a home. He's using his VA loan.
Okay, but I do feel the energy with him. That may be true, but he's on a roll and trying to control it. He has to get rid of all these negative past experiences with the relationship and even with parents to know that God is going to protect him. You are the force around him. Wow. And bringing a lot of resolve for him, what he's doing right now, building things. He understands what it means to have challenges and benefits. And making this a place of his business and his home. And so you're casting the energy of love around him for his success and his enjoyment. I think Melvin is a good person. This person is good for you. I like his energy. I think he's a strong character. And I think he'll keep his male parts in his pants zipped up. He's not one of those people who's going to be chasing like a dog. He's a good guy. I really think he's good. He learned a lesson.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a good way to put it. He is a nice guy. He's a good
guy.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. The second question is, my patient passed a week ago, and I was just wondering if the daughter was going to give me a monetary gift.
I do feel that because you've been taking care of these people for a long time, and there's a patient, there's an older person, you know what I mean? And that energy feels very strong. And there's a Wheel of Fortune. Sounds like a game show, but it continues to, you visualize these new things coming into your life. And I imagine the happy future that will unfold for you and the gift that's coming to you from this person's passing and from an unexpected source. There are other things coming to you. You've been very good with using ritual stuff, like the oils in your house and spraying the stuff and burning the incense. You're building a power temple in your home, keeping it safe and protected.
Yes.
And because of that, you're going to get a lot of good fortune. You know, the power that you summon, turns the wheel of heaven, whatever the wheel of heaven is, and I do feel that, and let these changes begin with you right now, in yourself and outwardly, and they will bring money to you and finances. Not worrying about the lottery, which I know you won one scratch-off ticket before. I do remember that when I told you to do this and pray, and it worked.
Yes.
And get the place that you're in now to live. And these things do come forth, and they perform very powerfully. I believe there is some money for you with this woman leaving. That's the one thing. And it's more than you think. It's going to be great. But don't worry about that. Just thank God who she was and that you were able to help this person to be transitioned in a peaceful way. And thank God for everything that comes after that, that's set in motion. Everything is set to make you happier and to enjoy your life more, and your goal is going to be met, okay?
Wow, yes. Well, thank you. That was good. I'm glad I got a chance to get in this morning. Thank you all.
I am too.
Thank you, Ronisa.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Wow. So, Dr. Reggie, we're moving on. We probably have about two more callers that we can take.
Okay.
About quarter till. I just want to let people know, if you guys enjoy our Oracle Friday and Dr. Reggie's readings with you and his prayers and prophecies over you, I would appreciate it very much if you would go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, and just click on the donation button. It's on the homepage. You'll see it. It's a nice little blue button that says donate, and you have two ways that you can donate to us. You can donate on a monthly basis where you can set up a monthly donation, or you can donate just an amount, a one-time amount. And there, so it's two ways there, and you'll see it on the page. And we would so appreciate it because it helps, allows us to continue to do this work. We're on the air here Monday through Friday and teaching these principles, the spiritual principles of prosperity. So we understand that God is our source. But if it's put on your heart to donate to us, then we would appreciate it.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Let's go to our next caller. This is Doreen. She's calling from D.C., Dr. Reggie.
Oh, I love D.C. I lived there 35 years, Doreen.
Yes. How are you? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Well, I kind of have two questions. I'm dreading Thanksgiving. I don't know what possessed me to say, oh, let's do Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you know, and it's a special time. You know, it really is because you're giving thanks for everything. People have commercialized these holidays so much, you feel guilty almost to do it and have people over and family and all that. And it seems like that's the only time we see them.
Right, but I just don't like all the drama that comes with it.
Yes, I know.
I'm a drama-free person. I just don't
okay,
like
exactly.
It.
I know, but you know what? Families are there for a reason. Families are there for a very powerful reason.
I know.
Hopefully they're there, that your world is filled with love and harmony and peace. And your inner being is there to help you. It flows through you like a mirror. And those relationships you have are a mirror of your inner harmony. So you know what? Sometimes you're willing to change relationship with my mother and my brother and forgive my past and forgive my father and blah, 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 whatever. You're building a bridge to the future. And, you know, you'll say, my mother responds to me even if she's not here. She responds to me, and I'm willing to change my relationship with my father and my mother, and I give them love, and I forgive the past no matter what happens. And this family responds to me. And Thanksgiving means I'm giving thanks for a reason, for everything that's taken place up to this time for the whole year. And I'm expecting a harmonious relationship with my parents and a harmonious relationship with my family members. And that's the end. I'm grateful and thankful. I don't have to live with them. They don't have to live with me. They come, they go. Hallelujah.
That is so true. That is so true. But my question is, I have a birthday coming up soon after Thanksgiving. What do you see in the cards for me?
Oh, this is very good. For one thing, I see great things happening. I feel like there's, in terms of health, it's going to get better. Are you losing weight? Have you lost weight? What are you doing with weight? I feel weight issues.
Well, I don't have a weight issue, but I think I'm trying to shed a few pounds. So
that's okay. It's not like huge. I don't mean that. I mean, you should get more active, doing more things.
Correct.
And with
Correct.
This Thanksgiving, forget it. These turkeys and cranberries and this crazy food.
Well, you know what? Really, I don't do meat, so I'm okay.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. No, it really is. It is good. But I do see that. But I also feel that there's an affirmation. The power in your body is very powerful. You're also born to heal. You can heal people with your laugh, your smile, even your touch. And a lot of men have always been intimidated by you. I don't know why I'm feeling that. Because you're smart and you're ready and you're doing things on your own and got a forceful nature. And some of them go, oh, my God, they're very intimidated. So it's hard to maintain that relationship if they are. But it's okay. That's their problem, not yours.
Exactly.
You know, and so you rejoice in the dance of life. I rejoice and I enjoy my wonderful and perfect body and this wonderful life. I see great things happening. Are you entrepreneurial too?
No, but you know what? I've been pondering with the idea.
Yeah.
I know it's. I've been pondering. I've been pondering with the idea.
Because it makes you free, and you can choose when you go to work and when you have to come home and all that stuff. You know.
And I just want
freer.
To do something, Dr. Reggie, that I feel that I am connected with people. You know, I want to be of service to people. And my job now, I am grateful, thank God, I have one. But I just want to, I want to be of service.
And that's a good thing. You know, no matter what you do, you're being of service. And you do well with whatever the job is. You're doing with service. But some people see jobs, a J-O-B is meaning just over, broke.
Okay.
You know why they say that? Because they feel that it's just enough to get you there to work, and your transportation and your gas and getting there, and to get dry cleaning every day to get looking good, smelling good, and getting all done up, and just enough money to give you enough to come back again. So it's like it's crazy. But you know what? With this energy and with this power, I am going to craft a magical experience for myself.
Okay.
And a template of which I live by and desire. And I know that God comes to me with the power of good news. And this job that I'm doing is mine. I enjoy the work that I do. And I'm always going to find a new way to be even more powerfully of service to people, because I affirm and decree, as I set forth the patterns of my life with what I'm doing, magic channels are open to me, and I made myself known to those from near and far who seek my counsel and seek my energy. And many calls and letters come to me because I have many invitations to many interviews and energies. I'm helping other people to improve the quality of their lives, and they're helping me to improve the quality of mine to be even more so of service to them. I thank God for that, and he gives me ideas, because God ideates. God always gives me ideas. I came from a creator, and therefore I am in the ability to create. And I give this love, and this good news comes to me and helps others. I affirm that. I know it's true, and so it is.
Well said. And one quick question. Do you see any love interests?
I do. And remember, no matter how powerful you are, some of these people who are intimidated just brush them off aside and say, well, they have a problem. I can't deal with it. But
I've learned to do that.
Good for you. But now I want you to see the person in your life who's handsome, strong, robust, energetic, young, has these incredible, incredible eyes, and they look like they're hazel. And this beautiful Mediterranean complexion, youthful, enterprising, enduring, and loving. And that person is in my life and loves me. I sleep safer at night. I feel good. I feel compassionate and warm and protected in the arms of this beautiful relationship.
You just gave me chills.
And say, thank you, God, for this person that's landing in my life. I thank you so much. You made this person just for me. Everybody has a match in the world, and this man is my vibrational match, and I am thankful that you showed up in my life in the path of my realm. Thank you, heaven, for opening the doors to this beautiful, magnificent relationship, and so it is.
Wow. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Doreen,
amen.
I heard him describe that man. I said, ooh, that's
so
a nice.
He gave me chills. I was like, ooh.
And it belongs to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Reggie, wow.
But I know that, you know, you call for love, and love comes to you when you call, guided by the light of the heart.
And
you
I've
been
doing a lot of work on myself, really.
What? You give love, and don't be afraid to receive love as well.
Amen.
And the love you have with this man is passionate, and it's intense, it's long and lasting, and you desire to be, and so it is. God wants you to be happy. You came into this world from the mother vehicle, in this expression, to receive joy and to give love and passion. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome. God bless you. You know,
thank you.
Dr. Reggie, see, you are giving a secret here. And that secret is that which you desire begins in mind.
Yes.
You know, when we were kids, we would imagine, you know, we had what it would be like to have a boyfriend, or, you know, I was sharing that in our meditation class, how we were had a little boyfriend. We would write their name, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. We would spend so much time fantasizing over it. It begins in mind. So I love, oh, God, that was a juicy guy that you described. Woo! You know what? And you know what I think, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
I think you were picking up on her secret desire. That's why it gave her chills, because that's been that what she's imagined all this time.
And she deserves it, because, you know, when you bring that into your energy field and your desire is met with a vibrational frequency, you're bringing that person who's looking for the same thing into your expression closer and closer and closer. And then by holding on to that desire, you build an invisible energy cord to you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when it matches, that there's nothing like that love in the world. It's
it
just
sure
powerful
is.
And perfect.
It is. I will tell you this. My brother told me, you're looking for a fantasy. You're just looking for a fantasy. But when Dr. Reggie came into my life, he was my fantasy. It became to life. The relationship that we have now was my fantasy relationship, but it is real now.
Amen.
So I know how important holding that vision in your mind.
It's true.
And having someone that loves you, loves your soul. It's not, you know, oh, how you look and all that. I mean, that's cute. That's icing on the cake. But someone who loves you and loves your soul, and no matter what goes on in your life, is still there with you. That was everything that I desired, and that's what I have. And I love you so much, Dr. Reggie.
Oh, sweetheart, I love you too. I love you very much. You know that. I love your soul as well.
I know. All right, we have one more caller. It's Tonette.
I remember Tonette. I like her energy.
I know. Tonette, we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Okay.
All righty. So go ahead and ask your question real quick.
Okay. Dr. Reggie, I came across a big bump yesterday in the road.
Okay.
With Danny. And I don't know what's going to go on here. I went in to make my furniture payment. And he was on the road delivering furniture. And the female working there, who I know for a little bit, she said, listen, she says, 2 weeks ago, Danny was apparently out with another woman and had a one-night stand because the other worker was saying to the other worker, and Danny just stood there. So I texted Nanny, and I was like, you know, what is going on here? Do you like making a fool out of me and my daughter? My 12-year-old daughter was with me, so she heard everything. And I'm in there paying my bill. I'm doing what I'm supposed to responsibly do every week and pay my bill. And he wasn't saying nothing. And then he texted back and he said, oh, my God, you need to calm the bleep down. Tony was telling Wendy it, and Wendy believed it. And I don't know what that means. And then he said, yes, I got all your bleeping text messages. And then he said good night. And then I texted him back, and I was like, well, look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what. All I know is I was in paying my bill. I don't think you should be.
What I want you to do is this. You know what? I see all these things that are happening, and people who may have energy of jealousy or rage. And I'm going to tell you this. Danny does care about you, but you have to hold your own. All these text messages telling him what he should be doing, and where he needs to show up and how he needs to respond. No, you need to hold your own. And then use this power to make, wow, yourself invulnerable to all the cruel and careless words and actions of this woman. And then send this power with blessings to her, because it will bring good nature to you and Danny. So.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
No matter what she does,
it
doesn't matter.
Who's
got the power here?
Right.
Is she in that relationship or is it you? You have the power here. You have the upper hand.
I know, but I think she was just trying to protect me, to show me that Danny's out doing this or that or whatever he's doing, and I don't know what he's doing.
Well, if she's saying that to you, why is she bringing you that news? A bird that will bring a stone will carry one.
So I get away from him, so I leave him alone, because maybe he's no good. I don't know.
I'm trying to tell you, but you're not listening. I want you to listen and really get it good to know that no matter what you're calling on as a force with you of peace and goodness with you and Danny, use those powers to bless this relationship. If Danny's not treating you well, it's time to let go. If Danny's not showing you respect, I'm hearing these expletives of, I got your bleeping text messages and all that kind of, you don't treat somebody you care about like that.
Right.
No.
And this is the first time he's doing this, so I don't, what is his problem?
You know what? If he feels that he's being overwhelmed and not given a chance to be a man and being told
right,
what to do, he's not given a chance to know what to do.
Right, and his job is suffering. She told me that he gave his 2-week notice at his job. He's been there 10 years. I don't know what's going on with him.
It's him. It's not you. Then try to get a chance to talk with him in person.
Yeah, but Reggie, he won't come forward. Do you see him coming forward here on his own to the door wanting to talk?
That's what you've been telling me for the last 3 weeks. I want him to come forward, and I believe that he wants to. Be the best person you can be and see who he is. Let him come forth. He will come forth. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. And don't expect that I want God to do this now. You can't do that. Just say, you know what? I respect Danny for who he is and love him for who he is. I ask that he come forth and I move in the direction I want to go in. And I make this transformation my desire. So let it be with him and me and Danny. If it's not meant to be, I release him in love if it's not meant to be. But for some reason, we are attracted to each other, and I believe it is. So as the high priestess of love and respect, I thank you, God, for putting this person in my path. I'm not listening to outside people and to outside criticism and to whisperings and gossip and vanities. I'm listening to my heart. And it always tells me the truth. It's the core of my being for being alive on earth. Let him come to me. If not, I release him. I can't make him do anything, but I allow him to be who he is. And I see him for the creature that God made him and let it go. And so it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I know that you had said that you had seen him coming around the 22nd or something to talk or something.
So
kind of
let
meeting.
That be the reality. Let that be the reality. And don't get into anything else. Listening to all this stuff that's trying to block your blessings. Don't let anyone block your blessings. See it as real and believe it. That's why people tell me, oh, my God, it happened like you said. They're not letting anything else block it. They're letting it be. So let it be and let go.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, Tonette. Oh, girl. You go through it. I'm telling you, you go through it.
Yes, and I'll be calling you back in a week and letting you know what's going on.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. We're
all
gonna,
right.
We're going to go ahead and do our closing prayer. We're over the time, Dr. Reggie, but there are people on the line that can still hear you. We're not streaming, so would you please go ahead and do our closing prayer?
Father, I thank you for all the beautiful people that you created. I thank you for all their challenges and all their prayers being answered. Let them know in their hearts that they are the creators of their circumstances and their challenges. But you give them the power within to solve their challenges and to face them. And I believe with the power of the angels and the ascended masters and all the invisible forces that help us, I believe they're all healed and nurtured and uplifted. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. You guys have a great weekend. We love you. And we'll be here on Monday.